Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Good morning. Welcome to the game. No, not the game. The Jason Bishop Show. See, I got to work myself and get used to that, man. So, welcome to the Jason Bishop Show.
Yeah, totally not my idea, but
and I'm Kip Branch. I bring the comic relief here.
That's the truth.
On Saturday mornings.
It should be the other way around. It should be the Kip Branch Show with Jason Bishop.
Ah, it's fun, though. I enjoy doing it with you.
Okay, so, you know, Kip and I do this show because we enjoy doing the show, and we have a good time with it. And because we enjoy it so much, you as the listener we're immensely grateful that you guys have actually kind of received us so well, as we are the number one rated sports show in all of Southeast Georgia, period. So,
wow.
Yeah, you know, and yeah. Last week, sometimes you just can't pay attention to people that do silly things. And, you know, I'm really kind of breaking the rules here because typically when you're on the platform that Kip and I are on, you don't really listen to the people that are below you. And so here I am breaking that rule and addressing it, but
don't do it, man.
Number one sports radio show, number one show, period, in all of Southeast Georgia. And there are a couple shows, one in particular, that doesn't even register. It's not even on the ratings.
Wow.
It's not even listed.
Okay. So then we're grateful. We've been blessed.
And the listenership has been fantastic response to this show. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners. And we're on Facebook Live today, too. So good morning, Facebook Live.
My printer didn't print this morning. So I'm all discombobulated.
Discombobulated. That's a good football term we hear a lot during college football season. Remember Bill Curry? That used to be one of his. When he was an ESPN analyst, oh, the offense looks discombobulated. That was one of his favorite catchphrases.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire.
Bruce Kennedy's a good man.
Yes. In his day, and still,
good softball player,
man.
He's got some rotator cuff issues, though, like most, you know, former athletes do, like myself. But, you know, it's hard to get out of the truck this morning, Jason. I did some front lunges at CrossFit 2 days ago. Man, I'm having trouble moving today, but I'll regroup. It won't be long before I regroup.
I just think it's stupid that your show doesn't even show up on the ratings, and you want to take a shot at another show that's the number one rated sports show, period, and you're in the same arena, like you guys play in the same stadium. I just think it's dumb.
Mm.
Frederica Academy. Football season's a week away. High school football a week away. Frederica Academy kicks off the season 2:30 playing Park Lane in Mississippi on Friday.
They're going to play the game. Park Lane's from Mississippi, but they're going to play in Alabama, correct?
Or is it? Yes. They're playing Park Lane from Mississippi, but they're playing in Alabama.
And apparently, from what I gathered by talking to a Frederica parent last night, that Park Lane team is pretty good size. They're big. A couple of 300-pounders across the front of the offensive line. They got some size. Very big football team, for what I understand. But it's going to be a contrast because Frederica is bringing, for a smaller school, private school, they have some world-class athletes, man. They are loaded on the athletic side.
They're very athletic, and of course, when you talk about the athletes, the two that come to mind immediately is Jalen Simpson and Jayshon Sheffield. Those guys are being recruited by everybody that breathes at a football school.
They are.
And so, you're right. Park Lane is a bigger. It's going to be a good test for Frederica because it's going to be two different styles of football. Park Lane, being a bigger school, they're going to be probably a little more physical. They're going to want to be than Frederica is. Frederica is going to want to get out in space and show off their speed and try to get in some situations that's going to be advantageous to their playmakers.
It's going to be one of those deals where conditioning is probably going to play a role in the game, Jason, where which team's in the best shape? Because you're talking about August heat and playmakers in space, if you're not in shape, it could be a long afternoon or evening.
Glenn Academy is also going to kick off a scrimmage against MCA. They're going to play over in Darien in the ship.
At the ship,
at
baby.
The ship.
Yeah.
Brunswick High also straps on the pads in their scrimmage. It's really kind of a weird thing for Brunswick High because they're going
to
scrimmage, take 2 weeks off.
Yeah, that's
and
the
then
way
play
the
their first game.
That's the way the schedule fell out when 2 years ago when the reclassification took place. You pick your schedule, your region schedule in Brunswick. You pick your schedule in Brunswick had the bye week, opening week of the season. Zero bye week.
Week zero is your
week
bye week.
Week zero. Yeah. 1-0. I mean, last 2 years we'll take any W we can get.
To me, and I don't want to overwhelm our listeners with a Brunswick with a ton of Brunswick High talk.
Yeah.
But I think the coffee game, which is the first game of the year, is a big game. I think it sets the momentum up for the season on how it's going to go. You mentioned the last couple of years have been tough for the Pirates. That's true.
Right.
Playing that game in Douglas, that opening game in Douglas, and having been through the things that those kids have been through the last couple of years, I think that's going to be a really, really tough game for them to get playing in Coffee. And I don't think that Brunswick High has yet developed. I think Sean Pender will get them there. Has yet developed. We're going to win this game instead of I hope we win. I don't think they're there yet.
Well, he's got to have a chance to. He's rebuilding the culture. He's got to, you know, a culture change takes some time. I don't know when it's going to come, but I do know this. I talked to one of the Pirate coaches last night at an eating establishment in Glenn County.
Okay.
And they were excited about this football team. He was.
There's a lot of talent on the roster. On paper, they're going to be really good.
Yeah.
Really good on paper.
Oh, yeah. Good on paper last year.
Exactly.
5-5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frederica was really good on paper last year, and they were really good. They had a young team last year, got eliminated probably a little sooner than what they thought. That young team is now a year older. They've had some injuries to a couple key players. Gavin Williams, their quarterback's gone for the year. Another huge of one of those big playmakers, Patrick Brunson, gone for the year. So those are two huge losses for the Knights. Yeah. Going into the season, and I think going into the season with those two players healthy, Williams and Brunson healthy, I had already written it in pen, state champions in the GISA for Frederick. I had already written it down.
I still think they're going to win it.
I think that losing those two guys, yeah, it brings them back to the field a little bit.
Right.
I think it makes it a little more wide open than it was.
I'm anxious to see, you know, Valwood went over and played a public school in a scrimmage game yesterday. Berrien County got beat 34-0, by the way.
That's crazy. That tells you the gap between the GHSA and the GISA. Of course, Coach Brandon Derrick at Frederica would really like, he's been pushing, yeah, to try to get Frederica into the single-A private in the GHSA and leave the GISA because of travel. You travel all over the world when you play in the GISA.
Yeah, you know, Valwood's highly thought of in GISA circles, and they go play a run-of-the-mill double-A school in Region 1 that barely makes the playoffs every once in a while, and they get hammered 34-0.
It's just different.
Berrien must be pretty good this year. Or Valwood. Oh, I don't want to sit here and talk that way. Valwood has their good program, and I'm anxious to see how they come over here on September the 8th. Valwood comes over here on the island and plays Frederica. I'm anxious just to see how Frederica does in that football game. I think they're going to blow them out.
I do, too. Going into that game, Frederica last year beat Valwood for the first time in the team's history. They had never beaten Valwood. Of course, Frederica's only been playing since like 2010, 2011, somewhere in there.
I think that's going to be a statement game for the Knights, and I think they lay one on Valwood when they come here.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. See, I got to get used to that. I'm Kip Branch, and one of my favorite, he said it was going to be good this week, so I'm anxious to hear it, the weekend review.
And here we go. Baseball's trading deadline has come and gone, and the Atlanta Braves did a great job of doing nothing. Exactly. Pete Rose. MJ, who died and made you the official player ranking box? Kobe is maybe the sixth best ever. Five others in front of him, including LeBron at number one. Tannehill down, Kaepernick on a knee. Braves front office, hashtag worst in baseball. Breaking news, Florida quarterback Malik Zaire says whoever wins starting quarterback job at Florida will be because of the work and how well they do. Thanks, Malik. I was confused as to why starting quarterbacks were given their jobs. Braves will use Matt Whistler exclusively out of the bullpen. Just trade the guy already and let him go win 20 games in another uniform. Jaguars, you better win this season or else it's off to San Diego. And these are my thoughts.
I spoke to a friend of mine in San Diego, and, you know, they're so over the Chargers. You said in the thing about the Jaguars better win or they may move to San Diego. Man, them people in San Diego, they are aggravated with the Chargers going to Los Angeles.
What's hilarious is a couple weeks ago, the Jags did a live Twitter feed to where the line was, tell us, this is coming from the Jaguars official Twitter, Jaguar fans, tell us how excited you are about the season with an IMG, all right, or a GIF.
Right.
And so there were lines and lines and threads of threads of Jaguar fans just completely ripping the organization, which is, of course, not what the Jaguars had intended. There was one. Tell us how you feel about the upcoming Jaguar season. There was one gif where, if you're a Game of Thrones fans, there's a scene where King Tommen falls out the window, basically committing suicide. That was one of the feeds by one of the Jaguar fans, one of the gifs, King Tommen going out the window. And it was just stuff like that. It was hilarious. And eventually the Jags cut it off because it was just so overwhelming. So what that tells me is the fan base is fed up.
They better win.
They better.
Man, I've been writing, so I write for Southern Sports Edition. I've kind of crowned myself as the Jaguar beat writer, if you've noticed that over the past year or so. I do a lot of Jaguar stories for my friend Randy Jackson, because he knows they're awful, but I try to pump him up, build him into this false sense of security, and then watch him fall flat on their face every year.
The Jason Bishop Show, where Kip Ranch crowns himself
the Jaguar
King
beat
of whatever
writer.
Whatever he wants.
The Jag beat writer, that's me. for Southern Sports. Hey, here's another thing for you. You heard it here first. You ready?
Okay. Jake? Oh, wait. We have a bid for that. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. We have something new
for
that.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. You heard it here first. Jay Cutler will be the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins and lead them to the playoffs.
Breaking news from Kip Ranch.
I believe it'll happen.
Jay Cutler.
I know this is not the segment, but with Tannehill going down in Miami.
You taking over segments and going off the rails is something
with Tannehill going down in Miami, they need a quarterback, okay? They need a quarterback.
You don't trust Matt Moore?
Do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. They have a play. They have a talented roster in Miami. They need to go out and get Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler in Miami, man. You know, with the Miami Vice look, Miami J, man, that's the perfect place for it.
I mean, I'm going back to my sheet here that tells us what we're supposed to be talking about. Oh, Auburn.
Oh.
We're supposed to be talking Auburn football.
Okay. Well, Auburn, they're one of these teams, Auburn, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I respect Auburn. I respect the program. They got a long and proud history. Apparently, Auburn's going to be pretty good this year. Everybody's saying they're a top 10 football team. ESPN poll came out this week. They're like 13. The coaches poll, the Amway coaches poll came out, and they're like 13 in the preseason poll. Got a lot of defense coming back, Jason. They should be pretty stout on defense. They've got them running backs coming back, Petway and Johnson. And it's all going to key for Auburn with this transfer coming in from Baylor. Jarrett Stidham, the quarterback. For Auburn, transferred from Baylor, and they're putting all their hopes on him. The thing that bothers me about Auburn is Gus Malzahn. He gets a little fidgety there, and he's not consistent. That offense Auburn runs is a spread run kind of offense, and you got to have a mobile quarterback to run that offense, like a Nick Marshall or a Cam Newton. Somebody can throw the ball. You got to have somebody that can run at the quarterback position. I hope this kid brings it, and we'll see what he's got. But if they get back there with this guy they've had, what's his name, White, last couple of years at quarterback, and he can't move in the pocket, that offense is basically ineffective if you don't have a mobile quarterback.
Stingin's going to be the quarterback there at Auburn. So they're going to move forward, and he's a guy, he's mobile, he's not one of these guys that's a dual threat. He's going to mainly throw with his arm, or he's going to beat you from the pocket with his arm, which is kind of a little counterproductive to the type of offense that Gus Malzahn runs. So he's going to have to play that system, and he's going to have to do some things that he's not accustomed to doing as a quarterback, being able to run that spread option.
And that's all depends on Gus, too. I think Gus gets a little... He gets anxious, and he gets away from his game plan, and Auburn doesn't stay consistent in what they want to do on offense. So, a lot of people are saying the Iron Bowl is going to be for the SEC West Championship. I don't disagree with that, but, let's just don't put Auburn just, you know, years where you say Auburn's going to be good, they usually tank. And years when you say they're going to be sorry, they usually make it to the title game. That's usually Auburn. That's what they do. They throw a monkey wrench in preseason predictions just about every year.
Do you really think Auburn's that good that they're going to be contending for an SEC West championship? Hello? I mean, they still have to play Alabama and LSU in the same division. Those are two L's right there.
Auburn's got a defense that's going to be pretty good. Now, the key for Auburn this year is going to be offense. Defensively, Auburn's probably nine deep on the defensive line, and probably most of those are going to play in the NFL. Derrick Brown and those guys like that they've recruited. Auburn's pretty loaded on defense.
Jarrett Stidham. I told you the wrong name. Jarrett Stidham is the kid at Auburn that's going to be the starting quarterback there for the Tigers on the Plains. War Eagle.
War Eagle. What are they, the Tigers, the War Eagles? What are they? I do that for my Auburn friends. They know. I had a cousin and an uncle both graduate from there, so I always kid with them about that.
Give me a record for Auburn. All said and done.
9-3.
Losses to
Alabama. Georgia's in their head right now, and somebody they're not supposed to lose to.
So you got them beating LSU?
Yeah, I don't think LSU's going to be that good this year.
This segment brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and Mateos. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. That sounds so weird.
Yeah, they play Clemson, too, now. They open up with Clemson, and they'll probably lose to Clemson.
Okay, so your three losses are Clemson, Alabama.
And Georgia.
I'm going to go four losses.
Okay.
The three you mentioned, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, and I'm going to throw in LSU. I don't think they beat LSU.
Okay.
Those are my four losses.
They got to go to Baton Rouge. That'll be a tough place.
You don't win at Death Valley at night.
A lot of people do. That's one of the biggest misconceptions in sports, that nobody wins in Death Valley at night.
Unless you play in the SEC.
Right. I've seen a lot of teams go in there and win. But, you know, Auburn's going to be pretty good. I think the SEC is going to be back up this season. Matchup I'm looking forward to. It's going to be a blowout as Ole Miss versus the NCAA.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We are officially 1 week away from the start of high school football. Yes, you heard me right. 1 week. The Knights of Frederica will officially kick off the season, taking on Park Lane in Mississippi at 2:30 in the afternoon. Glenn and MCA will also scrimmage later that night at the Ship in Darien at 7:30, and Brunswick High will also strap on the pads in a scrimmage up in Hinesville as they will take on Liberty County. Cannot wait. Let's turn on the Friday Night Lights. The Southern Sports Edition is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
I think if you're going to rename the show, that you should do away with the Jay Bish.
That's your nickname.
Rejoiners.
I heard somebody say Jay Bish in town the other day.
Are you serious? I had a guy. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I hope you're kidding, but I'm not. I actually had a guy pedaling around Bishop Island that I stopped and spoke to.
Yeah.
And he said he knew you. Oh, you are you on the radio? Yes. On 93.7? Yes. Oh, you're Jay Bish. No. I'm Jason Bishop.
Jay Bish. I mean, see how these little, man, it's got a little swag to it.
A little swag.
A little swag. Gotta have it.
You know who needs some swags? Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. By the way, this segment brought to you by Express Lube, Alan Tucker, Fox's Pizza, downtown.
I actually think the Jackets might be pretty good this year. I think, you know, Dedrick Mills, the Ware County kid, that's for my buddy J.B. Rowe, I throw that out there for him.
I like how Kip just name drops as we do the show.
Ware County Gator, Dedrick Mills, he had a great freshman year last year for Georgia Tech. Averaged, what, 88 yards a game, 86 yards a game, something like that.
Preseason All-ACC team.
5'10", 217 pounds in the media guide, and he is a load.
Is he a Sunday player?
Yes.
Okay, I think so, too.
I think so, too. He'll get in one of these offenses like, you know, that like to run the football when it's cold, he'll do fine.
Okay, so let's take a look at Georgia Tech's schedule. Tennessee, no Josh Dobbs for the Vols.
I think they beat Tennessee.
I'm going Georgia Tech 1-0. They're going to take Jacksonville State. That's 2-0. At UCF, I'll give them that game. That's 3-0. Versus Pitt, they're on the road.
I think they get Pitt.
All right, I think that's a coin flip. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. 4-0, they're not going to beat North Carolina.
Nope.
That's 4-1.
They're not beating Miami.
They're not beating Miami. They have to go to Miami, by
and
the way.
Georgia Tech just does not play Miami well. That's been kind of like one of their Achilles heels games since Miami.
Okay.
On the schedule.
Yep, so we're at 4-2. Wake Forest, I'll give them that. That's 5-2. Not beating Clemson. That's 5-3. They'll beat Virginia. That's 6-3. They'll probably lose to Virginia Tech. 6-4.
I think they're going to beat Virginia Tech.
Okay. 6-4, according to Jason Bishop. At Duke, another flip'em game.
They'll beat Duke.
We'll go 7-4, and then the game against Georgia, they won't win that. So we'll say Georgia Tech 7-5.
I say 8-4.
Where are you getting the other win? Virginia Tech?
Yeah. Georgia Tech plays Virginia Tech well. That's always a tough matchup, and they'll get them. So they'll be 8-4. They won't win the ACC Coastal Division. I think North Carolina or Miami will win the ACC Coastal, and Tech will get a nice little bowl game somewhere with an 8-4 record. Maybe win a bowl game, go 9-4, just like their record last year. Quarterback's key in Paul Johnson's offense.
Yeah.
Got to have a good quarterback, and Matthew Jordan, you know, he was a quarterback last year and looks to be the guy this year, but they got this kid named Taquan Marshall
yeah.
that they say is a dynamic playmaker, and You know, if he runs that offense the way Paul Johnson wants that offense run, it is a dynamic offense, and you, it could be a quarterback controversy in Atlanta. You never know. But, I, you know, that offense is hard to get prepared for, and especially when you don't see it often. And it's just it's hard to get ready for a week to play that offense.
Let's play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Is 7-5 good enough for Paul Johnson not to be on the hot seat?
That's an interesting job he's got in Atlanta, where you've got the academics involved with the institution, okay?
Yeah. The hardest school in the state to get into, by the way. Highest GPA. You have to have that. What I'm trying to say is the GPA to get admitted into Georgia Tech is higher than any other school in the state.
Okay. I don't see the stats in front of me, but I'll take your word for it.
It's an intangible.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. So Georgia Tech, it's hard to recruit for Georgia Tech. It's hard to recruit for that offense, Jason. But it's a catch-22 for Tech. Do they want to go in another direction and try to go more pro style and maybe attract some of those athletes in the Atlanta area that can run a spread type offense? I don't know. But they're going to continue to struggle on the recruiting side of things as long as he's there and they're running that offense. But it's a good offense. So it's, you know, danged if you do, danged if you don't. I don't think Coach Johnson really recruits that well. But I don't know. 7-5. He could be on the hot seat. You just don't know.
It's amazing that you really think that one game is going to make a world of difference for him, because I feel like if he goes 7-5, he's going to be on the hot seat, may even lose his job. But if he goes 8-4, or we're having a completely different conversation. One game.
I mean, 7-5, 8-4. 8-4 is a lot better, man. You get 9-3, then you start getting in that winning 75% of your games every year, and that's that keeps you pretty safe.
Do they beat Georgia?
Absolutely not.
You don't even think they have a chance?
Well, it's a rivalry game.
You don't think they have a chance to beat Georgia?
Yeah, you got a chance. You get off the bus, you got a chance. But, I, you know, after what happened last year.
It's a home game.
Georgia hadn't lost in Atlanta since 99.
Still a home game.
It's a home game for Georgia. There's more Georgia fans in the stadium than Tech fans.
Yeah, I mean, but they're going to be playing in Atlanta where there are a ton of Georgia Tech fans.
Apparently you just didn't hear what I said. When Georgia goes and plays Georgia Tech in Atlanta, it's almost a 50-50 split in the crowd.
Yeah, but there are a lot of
Georgia
Tech fans.
In their own stadium.
Yeah, but there are a lot of Georgia Tech fans.
Oh, they just don't go to the games is what you're saying.
They might not.
Okay. But they're Tech grads and alumni. They got plenty of money, so they should be able to come to the game and support the program. If what you say is true.
There are a lot of Tech fans in Atlanta.
Yeah, it depends on what you define as a lot. 100,000? 400,000?
I mean,
then...
How many people are in Atlanta? About 1 million?
Oh, Atlanta City of Atlanta?
Yeah.
Actually, the city of Atlanta. Atlanta metro area is probably about 4 to 6 million people.
4 to 6 million? I will say there's about 1 million Tech fans.
Then I'd like to see them.
1 million Tech fans.
I'd like to see them because you never see them until they beat Georgia and then they come out of the woodwork. But when they don't, you can't find them. So where are they?
They're building bridges, man. They're busy.
Okay.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kevs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call at 265-2388. The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
The person that put together these rejoiners did a really good job, other than the Jay Bish stuff. But the rejoiners, like the beds and stuff used, yeah, spot on.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Jay Bish. There's going to be T-shirts showing up around Glynn County. Jay Bish. Do you know Jay Bish? It might be a billboard on 95. Do you know Jay Bish? It could be. You never know. We are the highest rated sports talk show in Southeast Georgia.
We are.
Could be a billboard out there.
Could be.
Could be. One day.
See, this is the kind of stuff I deal with it. I get harassed on a weekly basis.
A billboard. Do you know? Hey, Kip. Yeah, man, I was listening to the radio Saturday. And this guy named Jay Bish was on here talking about how great LeBron James is and how much better he is than Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and all that kind of stuff. Who is this guy?
He's the guy that tells you the truth.
He's the guy that tells you the truth. Okay.
That's who he is.
I just tell him he's some guy that's played PlayStation since he was about 18, and that's all he knows. He hadn't really sat down and watched any old school NBA games.
See, that's where you're wrong. I've been playing PlayStation since about 12.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let's get the age representation accurate.
I understand you didn't like Space Jam, the movie. Okay. I mean, I get it. I mean, don't hate on Mike. Don't hate on MJ because of Space Jam. All right.
But the argument. No. Okay, we're gonna do this because you've got me fired up. Look, the argument's stupid. MJ says that the reason Kobe's a better player than LeBron is because Kobe has 5 rings and LeBron has 3. Robert Horry has 6 rings. Does that make him as good as Jordan? No. That's a dumb argument.
The ring argument. You don't like the ring argument.
No, I don't like the ring. You cannot even play. You just happen to be on the team. and you get a ring. You can be the 12th guy, that's where you, not even contribute.
That's where you're being kind of close-minded here, because without Kobe, the Lakers aren't getting any of those five rings.
Who said they? That's not even a part of the argument.
That's what Jordan's saying. He's got five rings because he's a great player.
Without LeBron, none of those teams that he played on even get to the finals, much less win a championship. A
couple of those Heat teams do.
No way!
Yeah. I mean, they were stacked down there.
What are you talking about?
I mean, LeBron does not win a title in Miami, period, if it's not for D-Wade.
Are you sitting here? Why are we? Oh, I should not have opened this box.
D-Wade was the straw and stirred the drink in Miami.
Why did I open this box?
Ask anybody that knows NBA basketball. If they don't have D-Wade in Miami, they're not winning titles. D-Wade got Shaq a title. Broken down Shaq, getting ready to retire.
It's kind of the other way around. Dwayne Wade couldn't win a championship on his own. They brought Shaq in, and they won a championship there with Shaq there. That's
beat a good Pistons team in the Eastern Conference Finals to get there, too. Good Pistons. You know my Pistons. I had to throw them in there. But back to the original argument, LeBron is, from a marketing standpoint, he's up there with Jordan. You know, from a marketing, you know, he's a marketer's dream, LeBron James is. But when you start talking about somebody that can will their way to a title, nah, he's not going to do it unless he's on a super team.
I just don't understand why we keep having this conversation.
Well, it's an open segment. You can change the subject, but you're just wrong about LeBron. He's not better than Michael Jordan. And I don't know that he's better than Kobe in the clutch.
Kobe might be. Kobe's in the top 10. He's not even in the top 5. Okay. Kobe's not a top 5 player.
Who you want to take a shot, Kobe or LeBron at crunch time? We've seen LeBron take shots.
Let's change the subject.
Okay.
So Matt Moore
okay.
is going to be the start right now, the starter down in Miami.
Until they get Jay Cutler.
Or Colin Kaepernick.
Until they get Jay Cutler.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I want to make an argument.
Okay.
Let's take all of the Jay Cutler, not the Jay Cutler, the Colin Kaepernick stuff around Colin Kaepernick away.
Okay.
Let's pretend that none of this has happened with him.
Right.
And that he was just a fit-in guy, right?
Yeah.
There's no controversy, just another guy looking, another quarterback looking for a job. Let's pretend, okay? With his skill set and what he's able to do, and Jay Cutler's skill set and what he's able to do and what both of these guys have done in their career, right? Ryan Tannehill goes down. You've got Matt Moore as your quarterback, who's also in this equation because he's been in the system. He's been there. He knows the system. Neither one of these guys have even been in training camp to get into football shape. Matt Moore has. What's your option? All the drama aside.
Okay. I mean, I would prefer Cutler because of his arm talent, throwing in those wide receivers they got down there, and they've got a good running game. Kaepernick is a good player, but he brings a different kind of skill set. He's more of the mobile, out of the pocket kind of guy, and I think that offense in Miami is more suited for like a pro style quarterback, pro drop back kind of passer.
At least that's an intelligent argument. I like that. Okay. Might be the first time in the history of this show.
Oh, here we go.
That you've made an intelligent argument at all.
Oh, okay.
But it is an intelligent argument. I just think that Colin Kaepernick is a better quarterback than Jay Cutler all around.
I think I'll give you that right now, just based upon Cutler.
Because I'm right.
Because Cutler's, you know, he's just, sometimes when you watch Jay Cutler, it's like he doesn't care. I don't believe he doesn't care. It's just he's just got a real laid back attitude, and it's, you know, perceived as negative in the media a lot.
This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners, Nat's Landing, Boyd's Transmissions, Urgent Med One, and Coconut Kev's.
But can you, man? I can see Jay down there in the Don Johnson T-shirt and the jacket on in Miami, riding around with the Ray-Bans and the shades on, man. I think Miami would be a perfect fit for Jay. I like Kaepernick too. I think he's a good quarterback, and I think he deserves a shot to play for somebody. I mean, you know, he took a stand for something he believed in, but the methods in which he used, you know, you can debate that. He probably, you know, if he was talking amongst his inner circle, he probably would say, yeah, I probably should have done things a little differently. But, you know, you're young and sometimes people, you know, do things. I'm not here judging him. I think he's a good quarterback. He led his 49ers to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I admire the guy for believing something so passionately that he's willing to go that far. I admire him for that. I agree with the point that you made that wasn't the platform. That wasn't the way to go about using his platform to voice his passion about that topic. There were 100 other things that he could have done. That was not the right one.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, you can say what you want to, but...
I will.
The national anthem is dear. You know, it's dear to most Americans, and the sacrifices that people made for that anthem to play and for people to play football on Sundays and things like that, I just think that was the wrong place to do that.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We are officially 1 week away from the start of high school football. Yes, you heard me right, 1 week. The Knights of Frederica will officially kick off the season, taking on Park Lane in Mississippi at 2:30 in the afternoon. Glenn and MCA will also scrimmage later that night at the Ship in Darien at 7:30, and Brunswick High will also strap on the pads in a scrimmage up in Hinesville as they will take on Liberty County. Cannot wait. Let's turn on the Friday Night Lights. The Southern Sports Edition is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Again, when your show doesn't even come up on the ratings at all, and it doesn't even list, and you want to take a shot at ratings, at the number one rated sports show in all of Southeast Georgia. It just doesn't make sense. Like, you really open yourself to this, don't you?
I just figured out why we are the number one rated show in Southeast Georgia. And it's because word gets out that you come on the air every week and start this silly LeBron James stuff. And people just say, I got to tune in to listen to this guy. I can't believe he's saying that. And they tune in, and you speak about it with so much passion. They say, well, this guy actually does believe this. Let's pray for him.
Let's pray for him.
Because obviously he is misinformed about NBA basketball.
Let's pray for him.
Get some sports knowledge, my man, when it comes to NBA. What we're going to do this year, before the NBA season starts, you and I, we're going to have like an NBA prep day, okay? We're going to sit down and we're going to watch the NBA channel. We're going to watch some old hardwood classics, okay? And then we're going to dive into the current NBA. And then I'm going to enlighten you and get you up to speed. And then your rankings will change a little bit.
Okay, I have a rule.
Okay.
I'm open to this. But the rule is we're gonna watch classic NBA.
Hardwood classics, they call it, on the NBA network.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rule is that under no circumstance will there be any game watched where every person on the court is wearing the basketball short shorts. Any game in that era is out.
So you're saying all the 80s are out. Oh, this is our last segment, man. We'll get into this another time. You fixing to try to throw Magic and Bird and all the great Piston teams and Jordan. You know, Jordan kind of took out the short shorts and brought in the long shorts. You know that, right?
Well,
that was a transition.
The Fab Five in Michigan, really.
Yeah,
Jordan kind of emulated that because Jordan was wearing the short shorts too for a little while.
Well, that's because that was the NBA, probably the NBA uniform.
You know who has never worn the short shorts?
Who?
LeBron James.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
I mean,
so you've got SEC stuff?
SEC stuff.
This is supposed to be our quick hit segment, but to be honest, Kip just didn't want to do it.
Oh.
And I've had 100 things going on, so I didn't do it because I moved past week.
I got you.
So, and I still don't have cable at my house, nor do I have really reliable internet. I have internet, and sometimes it's awesome. Keywords sometimes.
Awesome. Well, you know, we were talking before the show, and I tell you about some of these weird stats I look up sometimes. And
yeah.
Interesting stat here, and I'll go through and I'll kind of lead you through and I'll ask you a question about each team. And it's, when was the last time an SEC football team was shut out? I'll start with Alabama. When was the last time Alabama was shut out, Jason, in a football game? And don't look at my pad over here.
The last time the Crimson Tide were shut out. Okay, I'm going to go pre-Nick Saban. Am I good there?
You're good there.
Okay. I'm going to go pre-Nick Saban. I'm going to go... What was the coach's name that was at Alabama before Saban? The guy that didn't last very long.
Mike Dubose?
No.
Or,
no.
Shula, Mike Shula.
Shula.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's in the Shula era. Am I good there?
No. It was 2000. They got beat 9-0 against Auburn.
That's
the last time.
Who was the coach then?
I think it was Mike Dubose before they hired Mike Shula.
Huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Arkansas, last time they were shut out.
I'm going to go recent. I'm going to say 2016.
2013, Alabama beat them 52-0.
Okay, so I'm 2-0 here.
Auburn, last time they were shut out. You're going to see a theme start recurring here.
Okay. I'm going to say 2014.
2012. They were shut out 49-0 against Alabama.
That's 3 in a row I've gotten right.
Florida. And actually, they're approaching an all-time record.
The record for?
the last they hold. They're getting close to holding the record for longest time elapsed since they've been shut out.
Okay, so it's been a minute.
Yep.
Okay. So
Emmitt played for them.
Oh gosh, that's early '90s, late '80s. That's late '80s.
Right.
So that's, I'm going to say 88.
88.
Bam.
That's correct. They got shut out 16-0 against Auburn. When's the last time Georgia's been shut out?
How many times or the last time?
Last time. I was at that game. Me and my buddy Scott Spence was at this game.
Okay.
And we knew that right then, we knew. I'll give you a hint, we knew right then when that game was over that Ray Goff was getting fired.
Late 80s. No, late 90s.
95. Yep. Alabama beat Georgia 31-0.
This segment is brought to you by Watermarks Printing, Brunswick Country Club, and the Strike Zone.
In Kentucky, this would be instant. We can laugh at this. Last time they were shut out was 2012, 40-0 by Vandy, which tells you all you need to know about Kentucky football.
Is there anybody that's like 26? Anybody get shut out last year?
Yes. Well, hold on. Yeah. Last year.
Who?
Primetime CBS game.
Was it the Tigers of LSU? They got shut out by
the trend. Who's
the issue? Oh, Alabama shut them out.
10-0 in Tiger Stadium.
You don't win in Death Valley at night.
Except if you're a good SEC team. That's usually how it works. But SEC football, man, it's here. Camp started. You know, I can't let a show go by without throwing some Georgia stuff in here. First week of practice, Jacob Eason, they say he's looking pretty good, Jason.
We almost got the, you know, we went through like,
you know, you got to throw some dogs in here, baby.
We
I
went
wrote
through
a preview
a month
this week. Yeah.
Where we didn't have any Georgia talk, and it was kind
of
nice.
We fixed to have a lot of Georgia talk because they're winning the East, and they're going to Atlanta and may beat Alabama.
Okay, slow it down. You got to get past Florida first, which you haven't found a way to do that since 90, not consistently. Slow it down.
They're going to get there. Georgia's getting to Atlanta. Yeah.
Oh, this is that dude. Here's the music telling us it's time to go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the Mowers Landscape Pros Trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call 265-2388.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.